Around. Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is another episode of Jangle Heaven. I'm your host, Jack. And today we have a pretty well, a full theme for the episode that I think has been lacking lately. I've done too many shows where I'm just throwing things together and letting the theme form as it goes along, which I don't think there's too much of a problem in doing. I think some of the past few shows have actually come out pretty good. But today, I was thinking about what to play, and I realized that I actually haven't done a show entirely focused on Britpop before. And as you could tell from the sound of Manic Street Preachers in the intro, that is what we're going to be listening to today. So I guess a little bit about Britpop for me. I started listening to a lot of Britpop during the early days of the pandemic. I don't know exactly why, but, I don't know. It's just something I've had to mostly enjoy on my own, because I get the same reaction every time I bring it up to, you know, people who have, like, a normal music taste. Because, you know, I mean, it might seem funny for somebody who was born kind of after the main Britpop era to say, but, you know, if you lived through this and just had this music playing in your radio anyway and, you know, being widely advertised, I mean, it might seem strange to think that being into Britpop is strange, but it really just completely died after that. And, you know, there's a lot of weird political implications about the genre, too. I mean, especially if you're from the UK, and really only if you're from the UK. But that's kind of irrelevant because we're just going to be listening to the music and, I don't mean to say that listening to Britpop makes you weird and quirky because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just indie rock music. So Manic Street Preachers, Welsh band, great song with Motorcycle Emptiness. It's one of, you know, their most well-known songs. And now we're going to move on to one of the best-known bands of the Britpop era. This is Blur with To the End.
All those dirty words.
That was To the End by Blur off their album Park Life. Interestingly, features on the French lyrics in the verse. That's Leticia Sadier from Stereolab. And there's another version, I think, that they did with Françoise Hardy. But I'm not sure where that is, and I guess I prefer the original version. Yeah, it's kind of... it's one of the more slower, and it just has a different kind of energy than the rest of the album, which is kind of... it sounds almost thrown together on some of the songs, and kind of rough, and... you know, like the title track, Park Life, but this one's very smooth and well-produced and just a nice different note that the album comes to. And so I'm going to follow that up with kind of a similar song. It's Not the End of the World by Super Furry Animals, which were another a Welsh band like the Manic Street Preachers. I didn't actually, when I put this playlist together, I didn't realize that To the End and It's Not the End of the World were next to each other, but... you know, maybe there's some way you could relate the lyrics, I don't know.
Oh, happened years ago. When you lived on Stanford Road, well, listen to your sister when she came home from school. 'Cause she was 2 years older and she had boys in her room. But listen outside, I heard her. All right. That was alright for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanted to see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David, and from the garage of the road. I listened outside, I heard her. Alright. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause she might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me, oh yeah, me was coming on. And I thought I heard you laughing when his mom and dad were gone. I listened outside, I heard you, all right.
Welcome back. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. And you just heard Morning Glory by Oasis. And before that, Babies by Pulp. And Super Furry Animals with It's Not the End of the World. And I think these three songs really showcase how there's more to the genre than just... Well, than just Oasis. There's really a variety of sounds. So I have a few things to say about mostly Morning Glory. It's you might notice that it's extremely loud, and that's not an issue here with the board. This album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, is actually known for maybe ending or winning the loudness wars, which were kind of a phenomenon in popular music in the 90s. And it was just these producers that would mix these albums louder and louder all the time until you got to this point where you have a song like Morning Glory and just everything is completely maxed out. And it's just noise. You have like helicopter noises too. It's just unbelievably loud. And I think it's a good song, but it's just really crazy that we let things get to that point, especially an album as popular as What's the Story, Morning Glory, which, in case you don't know, has Wonderwall on it. I think that's all I had to say for that one. Babies is one of my favorite Pulp songs. I kept expecting the chorus goes 1-4 as far as chords go, which made me feel like the chorus to Bodies by Car Seat Headrest was going to start playing at any second. Like the lyric in the song, I guess. But yeah, I guess we can move on here. I also wanted to say that we've now heard 3 out of 4 bands of Britpop's Big Four, which are Blur, Pulp, Oasis, and Suede. I have some Suede planned later in the playlist, but I'm going to go first to a song by the Stone Roses, which, you know, depending on who you ask, might not really be part of Britpop. But, you know, majorly influential to all the bands that were. And this is the final and longest song from their self-titled album, The Stone Roses. This is I Am the Resurrection, so I hope you enjoy.
Down, you bring me down. I hear your dark and I'm a door and I can't. So that was Haunted by You by Gene. And before that, I Am the Resurrection by the Stone Roses. And yeah, so the first one, kind of a precursor to the big dawn of the Britpop movement, kind of the end of the 80s, and bringing back some older rock tropes and styles. And I like to think of a lot of Stone Roses songs as, you know, very much based in stuff like the Beatles. A lot of the melodies and chord changes and things just really remind me of some 60s stuff that they just kind of brought back. And, you know, that is really what makes up a lot of the Britpop sound, especially among the more, the bigger bands. Like, I mean, a lot of Blur is just heavier stuff that sounds like the Kinks, I guess. And Oasis massively influenced by the Beatles, too. As far as Gene, that was actually not the Smiths, even though the singer sounds exactly like Morrissey. But I actually had a Morrissey song to play next, because, you know, some of his solo albums really are pretty characteristic of Britpop music. So this is a song from Your Arsenal, which is probably his most Britpop-sounding album. This is We'll Let You Know. Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to Jangle Heaven on WMFO Medford 91.5. And I just played a lot of songs, so let's go back and cover them quickly. That was Just by Radiohead off the Bends. Before that, The Drowners by the London Suede. Well, it's by Suede, but there's a whole legal issue with their name in America, so let's just leave it at Suede. And before that, We'll Let You Know by Morrissey. Yeah, I was going to play Lucky You by the Lightning Seeds after the Suede song, but I felt like I couldn't leave off that Radiohead song. It's just, you know, very popular example of their more Britpop sound, I guess, in that album. But yeah, that's it for today, so I hope you enjoyed. yeah, have a great rest of your day.